It's that time of year when we're told to slap on the sunscreen and protect ourselves from the harsh summer sun. But for solarium operators in most states and territories, it's almost time to turn off the lights and lock up for the last time. A ban on commercial solariums comes into effect in New South Wales, Victoria, South Australia, Tasmania, Queensland and the ACT on January the 1st. Western Australia is set to ban sunbeds within the next 12 months, and there are no commercial solariums operating in the Northern Territory. Vanessa Rock is the chair of the Cancer Council Australia's National Skin Cancer Committee, and she joins us this morning from Sydney. Vanessa Rock, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. Remind us why this is happening. Just what's the danger with these sunbeds?
Look, we've got really strong scientific evidence that there's a really clear link between using a solarium and your increased risk of melanoma. And what we've actually found is that if you use a sunbed before the age of 35, you have almost a 60% increased risk of melanoma. And that's significant.
Mm. You recently surveyed 6,000 people about sunbed use. What did that show?
Well, it showed that over the years we've seen less and less people using it across the Australian community, and really a very small number are actually using them. And that's good news. That means that we've been raising that awareness of the danger for many years. But what our survey also showed that we've got overall majority of Australians actually support the ban, almost 80% of Australian adults. But what was also really pleasing for us is that 2 in 3 young people, our next generation, also support it.
And what about those who say that closing down the industry just sends it underground and you get backyard operators setting up to accommodate that dwindling proportion of people who still want to do this?
Well, I actually personally find that hard to believe. I think that's sort of a myth going around generated by the industry. These machines are massive. You know, if anyone's used them, they know that, you know, they're significant sizes. It's not like it's something you can put in your bedroom or your bathroom. You'd need a big space to put it. And you also need, you know, electricity. It doesn't run on normal electricity. So that's something that cancer councils right across Australia and the governments are committed to monitoring. But at this stage, we've seen no increase in the numbers are being sold on eBay, for example.
And so while there are no restrictions on people importing the machines, the practicality suggests that that's just not going to happen.
That's where we sit at the moment.
How popular is fake tanning now? Do you have any sense of that?
Got no data on it and we've done no research on it, but really when we talk to people, that seems to be the safe alternative that you're using. And it's true. It's a very good, easy option to use.
Thanks very much for joining us, Vanessa.
Thank you. Have a lovely Christmas, everybody.
Same to you. Vanessa Rock, Chair of the Cancer Council Australia's National Skin Cancer Committee.